more news out of Hollyweirdland, or in this case, out of the Cannes Film Festival. There's a petition circulating there to have the charges dropped against Roman Polanski, the director's association or guild or whatever, are circulating this petition in support of Polanski. The petition is posted on a website overseen by a French philosopher, and it asks for justice from the Swiss authorities. Of course, we know that there's more buzz about Polanski with new allegations Friday by a British actress, Charlotte Lewis, who says that she was sexually assaulted by Polanski in 1982 when she was 16. Cannes participants who have already put pens to paper for Polanski include Jean-Luc Godard, actor Matthew Emmerich, Bertrand Trevenet, and Olivier Assayas, A-S-S-A-Y-A-S. I don't know, a couple of asses there anyway. But not everyone has signed up. Organizers say there are mixed reasons, because they did not want to be included, while others, more numerous, say they simply did not have enough time to sign the petition. Well, isn't that nice that those in Hollyweirdland or at the Cannes Film Festival don't have time to sign their name? The truth of the matter is that Roman Polanski should face justice. He's in under house arrest in his million-dollar mansion in Switzerland. That's not much of a house arrest. Of course, house arrest is a big joke anyway. And with these new allegations, even more reason why Mr. Polanski should face justice. I'm Dana Pretzer. I'm not at the Cannes Film Festival, and I'm not eating a croissant, but I am giving you today's commentary.